A week ago, Thursday night, I received a call from the speechwriter in Washington saying that President Bush remembered me and wanted to, remembered me and wanted to mention me in his speech. And I was very humbled by it, very touched by it, because there's a lot of people throughout the country that do compassionate, caring things. And he singled me out, and that was an honor, and it was very humbling.
Are you a Bush supporter?
I won't discuss politics. I'm really not a backdrop for any of that. I'm kind of opposite of politics. I'm very much into taking care of the poor, not discussing issues or politics at all, so I can't say that.
So did that surprise you a little bit that you're part of this?
Yeah, I guess it did. I thought maybe a lot of times, you know, they talk about doing things like that, and it never really amounts to anything. I just, when I turned down, I was very tired last night. I spent a lot of hours downtown, so when I came home, my husband turned on the television, and we were going to bed, and when I heard that, it was kind of overwhelming. I didn't expect what was going to happen. I really didn't.
What exactly did Bush say about you that might help your cause?
Well, I think that he mentioned the private sector. I don't think he mentioned that I spent $3 million a year without government funds on the people. But I think the fact that he mentioned that the compassion is something that the government doesn't have, and it doesn't. But when I was visiting with him a year ago, I mentioned that the government has to do some things with their money. They need to build affordable housing. And some of the private sector, like myself, can help the people falling through the cracks. So they kind of got to work together. But I think that him mentioning the private sector was something that will help. I think that hopefully the voice, that the platform that he gave me, will give the world a chance to be able to know that this needs to be done in every city. There's people falling through the cracks, and there's too much bureaucracy.
So specifically, you mentioned to him that you thought one of the things the government could do right away to help would be to work on more affordable housing.
Yeah, I think one of the national crises is that we do not have affordable housing for people. The working people, I've got 92 units, and a lot of those are filled up with working class people that don't have any way to afford to live. And the hard part of something like that is that if we don't set up affordable housing, people are going to be more and more out in the street. The children, I mean, it's incredible the amount of children I see every day, and that don't have decent housing, and they come to Mary's Place. They used to stay a month. Now they're staying a year and a half to 2 years. And we need to get that government in our country to be able to build affordable housing. And they've got the billions of dollars to do it.
Representative Jim Ramstead predicts that you will be seated in the Bush family gallery during Bush's State of the Union if he wins this election. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I mentioned the Star and Tribune when they called that I don't think I'd go there. I don't know. I'm so busy taking care of the poor and doing what God asked me to do with these children, and I don't think I'd leave for that. I'd be honored to be asked to sit next to him at something like that, but I just don't think I would go there. I don't think I could. I don't think I could part with the people.